exclusive content, insightful analysis. Join the conservatives at RightWisconsin.com.
RightWisconsin.com is sponsored by the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce, a place to grow business. Joining me live in studio is our former managing editor, Brian Fraley, our current web editor, Kevin Benversi, who's been around for the last hour. You're kind of just, might as well just make yourself at home.
Before we get into that, Charlie, I have to say that was an incredible hour of radio. And Kevin, thank you for sharing your story, not only stressing the importance of fatherhood, but the importance of organ donation. I mean, that was an awesome hour of calls and really emotional and shows the power of the medium, your effectiveness as host, and it was really good. It was really
You know, I'm glad you brought that up because we didn't really focus on that aspect of it, the organ donation. Mm-hmm. You know, for people who have a question about whether or not that would actually make a difference in someone's life. All right, well, let's start off by just jumping into the politics. As you both know, Paul Ryan and Scott Walker, along with lots of other Republicans, are trying to walk a tightrope on this. Paul Ryan is appearing on ABC with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday morning. They released a short clip, and this is what he had to say, or will say.
Donald Trump, your party's nominee. Just in the last couple of days, he said he was surprised and disappointed by the critique that you leveled against him and others. He's talking, saying there's too much political correctness out there, and he says his critics have to get over it. Do you think he gets what's going on?
I don't know the answer to that question. Getting over that kind of a comment is not, no, this is something that needed to be condemned. That comment is beyond the pale. That's not political correctness. Suggesting that a person can't do their job because of their race or ethnicity, that's not a politically incorrect thing to do. That's just a wrong thing to say.
Yes, but Paul Ryan is still supporting him to be the next president of the United States. So, Brian Fraley, your take on how Ryan is handling this.
Not great. Don't know he could do any better, and he better get used to it because every single interview he does from now until whenever Trump goes away, and whether that's November or 4 or 8 years from now, will include, your comments regarding the latest Trump vulgar buffoonery.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but here's part of the tightrope walk is to say that, you know, various things, and he's not the only one, of course, who says this is a racist comment or this is un-American, this is not acceptable, but then say, but it is acceptable to me as a candidate for president, is that, you know, it's an untenable position.
Well,
isn't it?
What would he have to do to not get the support? Shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue?
Well, that's a very interesting question because at some point somebody's going to say, you know, is there anything or is it all about winning at this point? Now, Governor Walker has actually, and this has not received as much attention, although it probably ought to, has actually, you know, gone so far as to both disavow the comment, but also kind of to hedge his support of Trump going forward.
Yeah, I mean, that's the real question going forward, is how long is this going to have? I mean, there was sentiment early, I mean, among Mitch McConnell, I think, and some Senate Republicans. It was the political story had it where, you know, there's a feeling that it's like, okay, you have one more move, Mr. Trump. You do this again, we are completely bolting on you.
Yeah, I think I first heard that when he made fun of POW.
Yeah, so who knows if that's going to happen.
I want to read you what Eric Erickson has published today on The Resurgent and put this on the scale of, hey, this is possible versus this is just crazy talk. He says, if Trump can go the next, and by the way, Eric Erickson being very much an anti-Trump guy, if Trump can go the next 2 weeks without unforced errors and can do interviews along the way without embarrassing himself or the party, his nomination is assured. If Trump can do this, he's the nominee, not just the presumptive nominee. But, he writes, if Trump cannot control himself and exercise self-discipline in the next 2 weeks, the Republican convention is going to spiral out of control and look to a savior. That savior is most likely to come from Wisconsin. It will not be Paul Ryan, but Scott Walker. Right now, there are several separate, similar efforts to unbind the delegates of the convention. The Rules Committee is key, and sources that I talk to, Eric Erickson says, expect the delegates to be split on the committee with about 30% for Cruz, 25% for Trump, 45% willing to go in any direction that saves the party from destruction. If Trump continues on like this week, those separate, similar efforts will become one effort. Behind the scene, it has not gone unnoticed that many of the major donors who are still opposed to Trump were also Scott Walker fans. There are rumors cropping up that Walker might be willing to entertain being a dark horse candidate if we get to the convention and Trump has spiraled out of control. Walker's withdrawal of his Trump endorsement was seen as a positive sign in that direction. What do you make of this, Brian Fraley?
I don't know that he actually withdrew the endorsement.
Yeah, no, but he sort of backed off.
He backed off a little bit. But I will say this. that the delegates to the convention, these are grassroots Republican activists who've been longtime the backbone of the party, who ran to become delegates, who in various states are bound or may not be bound, but they have a lifelong commitment to the party. They have a tremendous responsibility in Cleveland to do the right thing. And simply accepting Donald Trump is not the right thing.
Yeah, that would be but that would be Armageddon. The guys who won the primary, all the Trumpkin armies assume
it is Armageddon to have this clown be the standard bearer for the party of Lincoln. That's Armageddon.
Yeah, okay, Kevin Bibbers.
It's getting to the point where you have to really start wondering, okay, is he an albatross or is he an anchor of the Titanic for the party?
Okay, but Erickson is right, though, right? The next 2 weeks, if Donald Trump can clean up his act, if he can, you know, read the speeches from the teleprompter, if he can figure out a way to, you know, not tweet some insult at a fellow Republican, if he doesn't slur somebody, and if he doesn't slide in the polls, then this is going to
Trump cannot be Donald Trump between now and the convention.
Correct.
His path would be better.
Right. Yeah. I mean, this basically is what Mitch McConnell is saying, that you just have to not say the things you're saying. You're still the same person, but just don't say it out loud. I think that the real significance here will be the polls. That if, in fact, he continues to be competitive, I think that he's going to be the nominee. On the other hand, if Hillary Clinton does get a bump, and she will get a bump of some kind, I think all bets are off. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, game out this poll scenario for me, Brian Fraley.
Well, I'll say one thing that's interesting. One of the few polls that had Donald Trump up a month ago was the Fox poll.
Right.
He's now down three. He dropped 6 points. Hillary stayed the same. So Hillary, this is pre-bump for Hillary. And Trump, when his five-week window of having the nomination and letting the Democrats beat each other up,
He squandered.
He lost ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't. You know, he loves the polls that he loves. He hates the polls and that he doesn't do well in. It's not how he reacts to the polls, but it's how, like you said, how those delegates react if they start getting jittery.
When the postmortem of this race is written, either win or lose, it's going to be 5 weeks squandered,
yeah.
And it's going to be one of these things where if you somehow does pull this off, it could be, well, how bigger could it have been? Had he actually been talking about the jobs and the economy and horrible jobs reports instead of going after a judge who ruled against him in a fraud case.
Well, let me just be a little bit wonky here. Looking at these polls, the one thing that had happened in the polls was that Republicans seemed to coalesce very quickly around Donald Trump. I was a little bit surprised by that.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a very, very high percentage, above 80%. What had not happened was that the Democrats had not coalesced around Hillary Clinton. Now, if over the next couple of weeks, with all these dominoes falling into place, President Obama's really full-out endorsement, Elizabeth Warren coming around, Joe Biden coming around, as if that's significant, Bernie Sanders will drop out of the race within the next probably, you know, 7 to 10 days at some point. If those Democratic numbers firm up, those poll numbers are going to turn. I think people understand that if you go into the month of July with Hillary Clinton up 12, 13, 14 points, that's going to have an impact, isn't it?
It's going to have a huge impact down ticket. And I'm one here, I've been saying for over a year that I think Trump could win, but he's going to be a disaster for not only the country, but just talking about pure partisan politics here, he's going to be a disaster for down-ticket Republicans because his numbers will drag him down, but if his numbers go up, it's not like the Republican numbers go up with him.
Not only that, I mean, we're seeing headlines of, like, he's not even going to build a national campaign, he's not going to build a ground game, he's going to rely completely on the RNC and state parties.
There's a big story in the Washington Post about this today. You've been there, you know this better than I do, Brian.
You know, this is going to be a complete and utter drag on resources. You know, you're going to have, you know, the great fear is that Reince Priebus has built, you know, this amazing apparatus, and then Donald Trump's going to just drop a strategic nuclear bomb
right into it. The Trump campaign is going to be to politics what Trump University was.
Or essentially he's going to do to the RNC what he did to the USFL, which is come in and then completely detonate it.
Here's a more positive spin on this, is that if, in fact, he is down by that number and he doesn't have the campaign, that what the RNC can do is shift resources to these down-ballot races, and suddenly it becomes all hands on deck. Let's save the Senate. Let's save the House of Representatives, as they did back in 1996
when I was political director of the Republican Party, and I lived that. The difference, though, is that Bob Dole was an honorable person that people weren't embarrassed about. They were embarrassed about his campaign, but they weren't embarrassed about him. And the effect that Trump will have on keeping people away from the Republican Republican brand will be tremendous.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the Democrats. And then this war over crime that broke out here between some suburban representatives and Milwaukee representatives. You're listening to News Radio 620 WTMJ. We're in the middle of the Right Wisconsin Week in Review. It is 11:20. You're listening to News Radio 620 WTMJ. I'm Charlie Sykes, Brian Fraley, Kevin Benversi, in for the Right Wisconsin Week in Review. I guess, you know, and I've asked this question before, as you look at this general election appearing to shape up between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, is this the best America can do? I mean, there's something about this election that is so... And we, by the way, are not in a small minority on this. When you see the disapproval ratings, you know, how do we get to a position? And maybe this is too cosmic for this half hour. How do we get to a position where you have, you know, Hillary Clinton, who is, excuse me, the new Fox poll, 60% of Americans believe she's lying about the emails, and yet she's winning. Donald Trump's disapproval rating is, you know, way over 60%, and yet he's going to be the Republican nominee. How do we get here, Brian Fraley?
Popular but hated,
yeah.
But popular yeah, enough right. to succeed. It's the Kardashians.
Yeah, there is a degradation
of culture.
There
I mean,
is.
It's all combined.
Right.
It's all. I mean, politics is not separate.
Right.
Of culture, it's downstream of culture. So this is, I mean, I guess it's surprising that it's Donald Trump and not some, you know, disgustingly corrupt state politician yeah. that rose.
But you know what? I mean, there will be a majority of Americans who will be voting for someone to be president of the United States who they believe is a dishonest person.
Right.
Which I don't think has ever necessarily happened before in American history.
The calculus people are going to be making on both sides of the aisle will be the lesser of two evils.
Okay, how hard will it be for the Democrats to get Bernie supporters to come around to Hillary Clinton?
I think the fear of Trump is enough
yep.
for a lot of people.
Yep.
The real thing is going to be is how long before Bernie Sanders realizes he's the loneliest man in Washington, D.C.
I saw a very funny tweet from Dave Weigel from the Washington Post raising the question, why did Bernie Sanders choose not to drop out as opposed to now spending the next week being dunked over?
Right.
Well, I mean, you can see this campaign is going on without him.
I saw a great video, I think it was from a reporter of NBC News, who showed his original announcement. Which he did was he did this makeshift Capitol Hill press conference. It was him and like four reporters. He goes in, hi, I'm running for president, and I got to go back. There's a vote in the Senate, and then he bolts. And then he leads this giant, you know, essentially anti-Hillary.
Yeah, but he becomes
internal revolution inside the Democratic Party. But, you know, and a giant protest vote for a lot of people.
Unless he runs as an independent, he's a footnote.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
not. He's not going to. He made it very clear yesterday that he's going to.
His biggest, you know, footmark on this race may be what happens inside that Democratic platform committee and what happens there. You know, because
yeah,
you know, I'm legitimately waiting for when does someone introduce the, you know, Israel is an apartheid state resolution at the
right.
DNC.
Well, this is the real danger for the DNC, the Democratic Convention, which I've described as letting their crazy out. I think that what happened in 1968 to the Democrats really hurt their chances in the fall. What happened in the 72 convention destroyed them when America saw a party that was way out of the mainstream. And the fact is that Hillary Clinton has had to move hard to the left, and she is also having to appease the left, and I think that's going to be on display.
But they're so much better at stagecraft than Republicans are, and the convention will be so packaged, you won't see the crisis.
Well, I don't know. I actually think that there's a possibility that the Republicans will stage manage theirs better, at least within the hall. But I agree with what Kevin said here, that I do think that the Democrats are going to be able to will coalesce because of Donald Trump. That Donald Trump will be the motivation.
Right.
They will not be motivated because people are excited about Hillary Clinton, because almost nobody is excited about Hillary Clinton. But Donald Trump has the effect of bringing back together the Obama coalition. He will motivate African Americans. He will motivate young people. He will motivate, you know, between now and the convention. The other issue that we haven't brought up, though, is this whole question of money. Hillary Clinton and the left are flush with cash, and they are already running ads. I think it's just dawning on Republicans that the Trump campaign is broke.
Trump's life has been a bit of a Ponzi scheme. You know, he's never been as rich as he said. He always leverages money, and he files bankruptcy on these businesses and stuff. So it shouldn't be surprising to the Republicans that, oh, now he's not self-funding, and, oh, by the way, he doesn't have money. I've received four phone calls in the last 6 days for money from the Republicans and Trump, and I leave very poignant responses to the people who ask me for money for Trump.
Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the actual, the biggest story of the week and the most undercovered story of the week. We're in the middle of the Right Wisconsin Week in Review. Kevin Benversi, Brian Fraley, and me. It is 11:27. You're listening to News Radio 620 WTMJ, the Right Wisconsin Week in Review. Kevin Benversi, Brian Fraley, I'm Charlie Sykes. Okay, the big story, obviously, most people in Wisconsin are not talking about the stuff we're talking about. They're talking about Aaron Rodgers cutting out dairy from his diet. What's with that, Kevin Benversi?
I'm guessing it's an Olivia thing. My only main criticism
can't they just stick to the dogs?
Is couldn't he have waited till July? It's June. It's dairy month. This is, you know, this that right there is what's stacking.
Okay, let me
the
be
heart.
Actually serious about this. I don't care what he eats, what he does. No. Did he have to say it? I mean, okay, now you're a PR guy. You're into marketing.
In theory. Yeah.
Did he have to make it public? We are the dairy land here. I mean, people, they are cheeseheads.
Yeah, he was asked a question, and he answered it. Yeah. And believe it or not, this kind of stuff does have repercussions when people believe that dairy is unhealthy,
yeah,
which is not the case. You know, far be it from me to give anyone health advice, but I will say that I will make up for the slack for any cheese curds and milkshakes and custard that Aaron Rodgers does not consume during football season. I will make sure that we're at least hold harmless.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think what the analogy would be, you know, for, you know, Jay Cutler giving up, you know, Chicago-style pizza or something like that, or I don't know. Actually, Jay Cutler, you just feel like there needs to be a punchline there somewhere.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I won't go there.
Okay, the most undercovered story of the week, Kevin Benversi.
I posted this on Twitter a couple mm-hmm. days ago in our Right Wisconsin mm-hmm. feed. The world's greatest correction. There was a report in 2012 by the American Psychological Society that said essentially right-wingers are like complete authoritarians, and you know it fed every single mindset that the left has on the right. Then it found out somebody went in, did the math, and they realized they completely screwed up and flipped their answers. So in actuality, conservatives aren't the crazy ones. Liberals actually are the crazy ones.
This is in the category of you really can't make this up, that quite literally their results were exactly the opposite of what they had said.
It's a great correction, though. One word. Never mind.
Yeah, never mind. Undercovered story.
Statewide, there is a war against police going on in the city of Madison. As we speak right now, ATF and Madison police are holding a press conference. They foiled an assassination attempt for a Madison police officer.
Really?
I was reading this on Twitter right now. There was a Madison alder said he or she felt uncomfortable with the police chief sitting behind her because he had a gun. I mean, the anti-cop sentiment in Madison is terrible. It's going to blow up. It could be a long, hot, and very ugly summer in the city of Madison.
Well, you are correct. I mentioned this story a little bit earlier. It is not an uncovered story. It's just the reaction. I don't think it's been proportionate that the Washington Post reporting that a dozen people, a dozen of the detainees that were released from Gitmo have been implicated in attacks and killings of American citizens. This comes at a time when the Obama administration is at ramming speed to release more detainees from Guantanamo. If people were actually taking this seriously, thinking through the consequences, how would this be going on? Hey, I appreciate it, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot,
gentlemen. The Right Wisconsin Week in Review.